New research shows that colon cancer survival rates in younger women are strongly linked to where those women live. And this comes as this type of cancer is showing up more frequently in younger adults. So I asked Dr. David Greenwald, the president of the American College of Gastroenterology, about these trends.
Colorectal cancer is largely a preventable disease. If we find polyps and we remove them before they turn into cancer, prevent colorectal cancer. If we find it early, it's treatable. And so the mantra for colorectal cancer is that it is preventable, treatable, and therefore beatable. It's unfortunately the third most common cancer in both men and women in the United States. 1 in 23 men and 1 in 25 women, so about 4% of the population, develops colorectal cancer in their lifetime. And much of that happens in the later years of life. Colorectal cancer is becoming more common in young adults. We don't really understand exactly why, but it's clear. The study that you refer to was published in Clinical and Translational Gastroenterology, and it showed that women who were diagnosed with early onset colorectal cancer had a greater risk of dying from that disease depending on their county of residence. And I don't really think it's the county or the geographic area that's so important, as the higher rates of poverty, the lack of health insurance, and access to fewer primary care physicians in those counties in the United States.
I have spoken to some doctors regarding colorectal cancer who say that they're also seeing this in men, younger men too.
Yeah, correct. So the study that you referred to did single out women, but there are other studies that show the same trend in both men and women. And again, I would think that the factors that are important here are access to health care and lack of health insurance. And of course, that's going to apply equally to both men and women.
Can you tell me about the situation in Oregon and in Washington?
Yeah. So again, colorectal cancer screening rates are the most important thing because most colorectal cancer is preventable if we can screen for it and take out precancerous polyps. So there's good news for Washington and Oregon. The latest data we have is from 2018, and 72% of the population in both Washington and Oregon have been screened, and that compares to a national average of about 69%. We've set a target in this country of 80% screening, so we still have a ways to go, both in the United States and in your area in Washington and Oregon, but we've made great progress in the past 15 to 20 years. One other important thing in Oregon and Washington, which is seen all around the country, is disparities in screening. So, for example, in colorectal cancer screening test use in Oregon and Washington, 70% of Caucasians have reported being screened as compared to, say, 53% of Hispanics and Latinos. We need to close those disparities gaps.
As far as screenings, what ages do you think it should begin?
So that's a great question, Annette. So the American College of Gastroenterology published guidelines that have changed the recommended age for average risk individuals to be screened for colorectal cancer, decreased that age from 50 to 45. And this is in line with other recommendations that have been published over the past 2 years, first by the American Cancer Society and also by the Citywide Coalition, Cancer Control Coalition in New York. Other groups are working on similar changes to their guidelines. So the age to begin screening is 45 for average risk people.
Some doctors are offering different options. You can have the FIT test, which you do at home, or you can have a colonoscopy. Obviously, there are advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the key point there is the best screening test is the one that gets done. So there are a variety of choices. We call this shared decision making between a healthcare provider and an individual patient as to which test will fit them best. And the options include colonoscopy, which is really a one-step test, meaning that you go in for your test. If the healthcare provider finds a polyp, for example, they remove the polyp, and then you're done with your screening and prevention at that point. The others are two-step tests, so this involves stool-based testing, looking for either blood or abnormal cells in the stool that might indicate the presence of polyps or cancer. And if those are positive, then they're also followed up with a colonoscopy. The best screening test is the one that actually gets done by the patient and done with high quality.
So listen to your doctor's advice about that. You know, I had a cousin who died. She was in her mid-40s from colon cancer and had seemed very healthy. So I know this kind of thing does happen, even with no family history.
Yeah, and the most important thing there is that people who are below the age of 45 who develop symptoms that are concerning, the most important of which is rectal bleeding, need to come in for evaluations. Rectal bleeding often, in younger folks, is often related to something benign like hemorrhoids or fissures, but sometimes they indicate polyps or colorectal cancer. And so anyone with symptoms needs to come in for an evaluation. It's really, really important. That's how we can get to evaluate the folks who are younger than 45 who may have developed a polyp or cancer that we need to treat.
Because of the pandemic, pandemic? Are fewer people coming in for their regular screenings?
Yeah, another great question. And the answer, unfortunately, is yes. We saw a very marked decrease in colorectal cancer screening activities throughout 2020, and it translates into many fewer screening activities. And there are estimates now that lead that forward and can show that there'll be an increased rate of colorectal cancer decades from now because of the lack of screening now. The message that we want to get out is not to put off your preventative healthcare screenings because of COVID-19, but make sure that you continue to do those. Those include things like mammograms, pap smears, and of course, colorectal cancer screening.
Tell me about prevention. What are some things that people can do to try to protect their health and prevent this type of cancer?
The most important way to prevent colorectal cancer is to get screened for colorectal cancer because the polyps, which are the precursor, those little polyps that can turn into cancer, are asymptomatic. So they don't cause any symptoms. And the only way to really detect them early is to screen for it. There are things that you can do as part of a healthy lifestyle that do seem to have a beneficial effect on preventing colorectal cancer. And those include being at a goal weight, so not being obese, and a good regular amount of exercise seem to both be protective in terms of colorectal cancer.
And you mentioned bleeding as a symptom. What are some other telltale signs and symptoms?
Unexplained weight loss is always a problem. Unexplained abdominal pain that persists. And we also recommend that anybody who knows that they have a family history of colorectal cancer, so for example, in a first-degree relative like a parent or a brother or a sister or a child, should talk to their healthcare provider about their individual risk of colorectal cancer. They may need to be screened at an earlier age. The most important message here is that colorectal cancer is preventable, treatable, and beatable. If you want more information, you can go to the American College of Gastroenterology's website, gi.org/colon cancer.
That was Dr. David Greenwald. He's the president of the American College of Gastroenterology.